Today's episode of Blow Jam is brought to you by Lola. Get $5 off your first month at trymylola.com/blow. Oh, hey, buddies. It's Blow Jam Presents Pod Smash, the world's best podcast that reviews podcasts. I'm your illustrious host, Delia Blow Jam, and with me, as always and forever, throughout the astral plane, is my co-host, Ryan Blow Jam.
That's me.
That is you. And real quick, before we get cracking, I just want to give a shout out to my dad, Street Fighter, Kevy K. He brought over the most coveted map that I've ever wanted. It is 1957. Asia. It's got all these countries that don't exist anymore. I am fucking pumped. Are you, Buggy?
Yeah, he made a really nice frame for it. It looks really nice.
Yeah, it was a sweet Christmas present. He also got us another cool Christmas present that I'll talk about in our news segment. Or I'll just tell you right now. Night vision goggles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to try them out tonight. We have the good authority to tell you about what is listen-worthy, what's binge-worthy, and what you should stay away from in the world of podcasts. So the reason for that is we've been podcasting for 4 years. We've seen 13 podcasts live. Shoot, I've been on like 4 good ones. So yeah, trust us. We know what we're talking about. And if there's anyone who knows what he's talking about, it's this dude sitting to my left, Ryan Blowjam. So what was good this week?
All right, so my number one this week is Radiolab, a science / radio show with hosts Jed Abumrad and Robert Krulwich. This week's episode is called Man Against Horse. It's a story about your butt and why we have one. So we go through the evolution of how your butt came to be. It's basically so you can run, you know, for endurance. You can outrun an animal and beat it in the head with a rock, pretty much. The butt's important to being a human. But it's also about a 50-mile man versus horse race through a valley in Arizona that happens every year. So it's pretty interesting. You should check that out. Who will win, the man or the horse?
I was just about to ask that, but I guess I got to tune in for that.
Yeah, check it out.
Nice. Okay, well, I think my top one was Risk. It's a podcast hosted by Kevin Allison from The State. True tales, boldly told. People get up on stage or they just tell you, like, a deeply personal story from their lives. And this one was a really cute one. It was pretty heartwarming. Guy's name was Brendan J. Sullivan. And the name of his story is called, Something Transit Strike. Oh, yeah, A Very Transit Strike Christmas. And it was a 2005 mass transit strike in New York City. Like, everything shut down. Everything. And it was on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, and he was watching, like, his friend's motor scooter or something.
Uh-huh. Yep. He had to, like, stay home. Or he had to, like, go to work because nobody else could get to work. And he borrowed that scooter, and that scooter fucking changed his life.
Yeah, he, like, saved Christmas.
Yeah, he saved Christmas. He went from being so depressed. It was wicked sad. He was, like, isolated. He wanted to go home, and turns out that scooter. Yeah, buddy.
It's pretty cute.
The scooter and the hostess.
All right, so my number two is the Anthropocene Reviewed. A podcast where host John Green reviews random facets of the human experience on a 5-star rating scale. Just pretty much like anything. This week he reviewed Auld Lang Syne, that song. It was actually very touching. He related it to like a story about his friend that died. And you should give it a listen to. It's very poetic and really fun. Well, not fun, but really...
It's deep.
Deep, yeah.
Auld Lang Syne, that's like, should all acquaintance be forgot? Yeah. Okay. I wasn't too sure. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll check it out, yo. My next one is funny. Well, it's not funny. It's really fucked up. Ever since we listened to The Thing About Pam from brought to you by Dateline,
The Thing About Pam.
I subscribe to the fucking Dateline podcast. Like, I could just watch it on TV, but fuck that. I'd rather just, like, just listen to it, fall asleep to it. This one was messed up. It's called A Deadly Exchange. And it's about an exchange student who went to spend some time in Montana. He was a soccer player. His name is Darren Day Day. And so he...
Derek.
Yeah, that's... Well, he's German.
Oh, okay.
So D-I-R-E-N, last name D-E-D-E. Anyway... Darren Deedy, so...
Yes, and Darren Deedly-Doo.
Oh, you know what? That's what they were saying a lot. It's like, Darren Deedly-Doo, Day-Day Deedly-Doo was murdered. He was shot in the arm and shot in the head.
Darren Deedly-Doo.
But how did he end up here? Who knows? So the deal with this is Darren broke into somebody's house... And a guy, like, immediately shot him. And it's a matter of, you know, was deadly force necessary? It's basically, like, self-defense versus, like, you know, shouldn't you... Do you need to take it that far for, like, this kid who's in your house?
But why did Darren Deedly break into his house?
I think, like, money or drugs or some shit.
Okay.
Oh, they... All right, I can't really tell you why it was so alluring to go to their house. But the whole time, I'm, like, wrestling with how I should feel about it. And, you know, is this guy who shot him liable for anything? Should he go to jail? It was, like, insane. And don't Google it. Do not Google it. Just listen. Because you will be conflicted.
Have to give that a listen.
Yeah. Huh. You know, I would think, hey, we can defend our home. Somebody breaks into our home. Don't matter. You're in our home. This is on you. But they're saying that it was just way too far. And it was like USA versus Germany. Germans are like, what? Why would you do that? And then USA, we love our goddamn motherfucking guns. So it's worth a listen.
Yeah. Wow. So my number three is Harmontown. It's an improv comedy podcast with hosts Dan Harmon, Jeff Davis, and Spencer Crittenden. The show did end, but they released a bonus episode called Ad Nauseam. It had all their ad jingles on it. It's pretty funny. Maybe I'll play one or two or something.
I saw you reaching for your phone, and I got really excited. Yeah. You always have the best song clips.
I don't know. I don't know what I put it at this time, but we'll see. Maybe it's good. Sleep on it, sleep for a year. Yeah, they're just all silly like that, kind of.
Farewell, now kiss your...
All right, yeah, you get it.
Yeah, yeah, they do a lot of quip. Quip sensation.
Oh, yeah, quip. He's like, problem comes around, you must quip it. I thought they were funny, so...
Spencer is surprisingly a decent singer for a nerd who doesn't seem like one.
Pretty good.
So I'll tell you what, my last one is Matt D'Elia is Confused. Starring Matt D'Elia. He's the host. He's Chris D'Elia's brother. But he's so much more than that.
I still haven't listened to that show.
He's actually almost as funny, if not funnier, than Chris. As a matter of fact, he gets really obsessed with things. Like, you think Chris gets obsessed? Man, this episode was all about Kevin Spacey. It was supposed to be just straight up Christmas, but Kevin Spacey put out a second installment of his crazy, like, fireside chat videos. All right. So basically.
Oh, yeah. I saw the first one. That was crazy.
Oh, it's insane. So he's like, you know what? I wanted to talk all about Christmas, but this happened and it drives me fucking crazy. So Kevin Spacey thinks that people still love him and he feels like he's the victim. And he thinks that people think the problem is that he's gay, not the fact that he's sexually assaulted minors. That's pretty crazy.
You can't really whip out your gay card in that one, buddy.
Yeah. So basically,
it's more of a pedophile thing.
Dude, it's nuts. I'm gonna Google something real quick. So a guy recently killed himself, Ari Bain. Bain is the third Kevin Spacey accuser to die this year.
Holy shit.
Following whistleblower Linda Culkin and the anonymous massage therapist who accused Spacey of sexual assault in October 2016. So, hey, Kevin, why are all these people who are dying, suicide and what have you? Obviously, you fucked up, you bitch. So I'm going to actually play you the audio of this video. And sorry, I'm not talking into the mic because I'm looking at my phone. Here we go. It's so ridiculous.
How long is it?
Just a minute.
Oh, okay.
So he's doing his character Frank Underwood from the House of Cards. So let's do this.
From House of Pies?
House of Pies.
You didn't really think I was going to miss the opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas, did you? It's been a pretty good year, and I'm grateful to have my health back. And in light of that, I've made some changes in my life, and I'd like to invite you to join me. As we walk into 2020, I want to cast my vote for more good in this world.
Ah, yes, I know what you're thinking. Can he be serious?
I'm dead serious. And it's not that hard, trust me. The next time someone does something you don't like, you can go on the attack, but you can also hold your fire and do the unexpected. You can kill them with kindness.
What a fucking asshole. Wow.
Wow, what a fucking fuckface. So that was half the episode. The second half was him talking about Christmas and
kill them
Santa
with kindness?
Claus.
Is that what he... Yeah. Is that what he called sexual abuse?
Mm-hmm. It was so kind of me to try to grab your junk and force you to have sex with me.
It's so kind of me to fuck your brain up so bad that you committed suicide.
Yeah, I killed you with kindness.
Wow, what a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, he is the worst. And Matt D'Elia just went off on him for like a half an hour. It was excellent. So, you think we're bad right now? Nah, he breaks it down. He goes through all like the movies that Kevin Spacey made, and he actually made a majority of the worst movies, terrible movies. He just happened to have a couple good ones.
K-Pax?
Yep, that's one that Matt mentioned.
That's all I gotta say is K-Pax.
Yeah.
Big Kahuna was actually pretty good.
Never seen it. Don't wanna.
Yeah, now. It was like a real-time, like, one scene shot.
Oh, okay, like Birdman?
Like a bottle. It was in real-time. It was pretty cool.
Oh, okay. But I don't care because I don't like him. Hey, lady listeners of Blowjam. I'm here to tell you about Lola, a modern approach to feminine care with their 100% cotton hypoallergenic tampons that ship straight to your door. Now, the major tampon companies do not have to disclose a comprehensive list of the ingredients in their tampons. So they use a mix of synthetic ingredients, including rayon and polyester, and they could also be treated with harsh chemical cleansing agents. But Lola's tampons are 100% cotton with a BPA-free plastic applicator that you could feel good about sticking in your pussy. And it makes your months a little bit easier with their subscription service, which is fully customized to fit your needs. You could choose your mix of light, regular, and supers, the number of boxes you get delivered, and the frequency of delivery. Your subscription is super flexible, and you can change or skip or cancel at any time. Little bit about me, I suffer from PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, so my periods are extremely painful, extremely heavy, and my brain is extremely dumb. So by the time I get my period, I forget to get tampons and it's too late. So Lola's got my back, sending that shit straight to me, and it's safe and it's just great. So I highly recommend you guys taking advantage of this offer. To get $5 off your first month today, go to trymylola.com/blow. Again, go to trymylola.com/blow to get $5 off your first month. And we are back. Now's the time in the show where we talk about what's new in the Blowjam universe. I love this spot because I love talking about myself and you and everything in our lives. What's new to you, Bug?
Last night we went to Galaxy again. There was another show. So shout out the robots. Hunter Davidson played from Underground River. Floodlands and Archimist, which is really good. They were on hiatus for a while, but they showed back up, played a show. They're kind of like post-rock, instrumental.
Loop Station.
Loop Stations is two guys, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
I brought our portable recorder to try to interview them, and there was no SD card.
We forgot the SD card.
How about that?
So
we'll have to go to the next one. I got a little bit of news.
Well, we could probably talk to Mike Meacha and get him.
Yeah, we'll get him over here. We're doing another blow jamboree.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted. What's your other news?
No, that's okay. I interrupted you. I'm just so excited about this one, which is Risk, a podcast that I just featured in my top three. I am working with them about potentially performing a live show. So Cindy is my coach, and she gave me great advice. So I just have to retool it, send it back to them. Hopefully I'll be on early 2020. Yay!
Basically, she liked what she did, but you got to do the whole thing over because it sucks.
Yeah, basically. It's
kidding.
A great story,
I'm kidding.
Okay. No, it was like monotone and like there was some trauma in it. And I kind of like always glaze past the trauma because I've told this story about 1,000 times.
Well, they kind of want the trauma.
Yeah, they love the trauma.
It's got to be risky.
Yep. So I know exactly what needs to be done. Thank you, Cindy. Cindy's been a performer too. So look out for her. She's Cindy with a Y.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay.
We got night vision goggles, right?
Mm-hmm. And a map of Asia, and that's legit all the news that I wrote down.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Okay. So is it Ryan's new podcast time?
Yeah, don't sing it.
Ryan's new podcast.
No.
Abridged.
All right. So new podcast. My number one's Last Day, a podcast about the stuff that is killing us. It's hard to comprehend. And getting worse every day with host Stephanie Whittles Wax. I listened to the first episode, Meet Stephanie, Meet Harris. Stephanie talks about the death of her brother, comedian, writer Harris Whittles, who died in 2015 of a heroin overdose. She's joined by Sarah Silverman and Aziz Ansari as she introduces the concept of the show. It's very good. I give it 95% fresh on the tomato meter and 72% popcorns on the audience score.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I gave it a Rotten Tomatoes score.
I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed that episode, and I have a great story that I heard, an anecdote about him. It wasn't on this podcast, but I want to tell you. So it was the Sarah Silverman show, and they were talking about like having a breakfast to discuss work, and there would be coffee and bagels, and Harris texted them back and said, "Will the bagels have pussy holes?" And it was a head scratcher at first. And you know, everybody knows those bagels that don't have like a circular hole. It legit looks like a pussy.
With
and I'm like, this guy
hole.
Is a trailblazer. He is so funny.
Well, I like the pussy hole bagels better.
Yeah, because you can spread them better.
Yeah, you can spread more around it.
Yeah.
More cream cheese and stuff.
Me too. Like, I actively search out pussy hole bagels when I go pick it up. So thank you, Harris, for...
Oh, and
your
Sarah,
comedy.
Sarah Silverman was talking about like how she just hired him and he like to write on his show and he asked for like a week off to go to Fish concerts and somehow convinced her that he should go.
Yeah, she was like, the audacity. Okay, you can go.
she let him go too. It's
you
crazy.
Just got a job on like a Comedy Central show with an amazing comedian.
Look, but I got all these tickets for these Fish concerts.
To follow Fish around.
I had to take acid and go see Fish.
Wow. But that sucks. I lost a little respect.
That's all right.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't like Fish. What else?
Neither do I. I've been to a few shows. It was what you did in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, that's true. When I was in the 90s, I was in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, and a little bit of middle school. I'm not that young.
Do you have a new podcast or anything?
No, I don't. I have a couple of special shout-outs and a nay. I was just looking forward to what you had to bring to the table.
All right, so number two on my new podcast is the Bechdel Cast. It's a podcast about the portrayal of women in movies, hosted by Caitlin Durant and Jamie Loftus. The episode I listened to was The Santa Claus. Caitlin and Jamie are joined by special guest Grace Thomas to talk about the movie The Santa Claus, live at Bumpport Theater in Denver. It's very funny. I give it 7.1 out of 10 stars on IMDb.
Excellent. Now, would you mind explaining to our audience what that scale means?
It's the Internet Movie Database scale. And the one I did before was Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm just using other metrics.
No, I'm sorry. The, what's it called? The Bearder scale? Like, what is the scale? It's like women in a scene.
Oh, the Bechdel?
Yeah, Bechdel. Oh, I think Bechdel it's kind of important to explain. It's no offense.
Bechdel. Yeah, it's called the Bechdel test. It's like, is there a woman in the thing that's not talking to another woman about a man? Does a woman talk to another woman in the movie that's not talking about another man?
Oh, so it's two women conversing and they're not talking about a man.
Yeah, and it sounds simple, but most movies don't have it.
That's very surprising.
Which is crazy. Most movies don't.
Wow.
So, and it's nowhere in the Santa Claus. So.
So what did the Santa Claus score?
Not very good.
Wow. But I like their score on your rating system, 7.1 on IMDb.
Yep. Nice. I did the IMDb rating, 7.1 out of 10 stars.
I'm looking forward to your next new podcast.
All right. Well, they're not new, but they're new to me. Next one's Ransack History. It's a podcast that selects hidden treasures from our history's most guarded bank of knowledge with host Eric Lazarov. I listened to the first episode called Oiling the Machine.
I like this new Ryan.
It's about how during the Industrial Revolution, the need for lubricants hit an all-time high in the late 1800s. The whaling industry was booming, but it was at the expense of over 235,000 whales.
Aww.
It's a very interesting podcast. They talk a lot about whaling. And I read that book, Moby Dick. They talk a lot about that. So I was a little bit familiar with it, but it's pretty cool. I give it an 84% Metascore and a 7.2 user scale on Metacritic.
Wow. I like your arbitrary rating system. You really pulled in a lot.
But you know what it was? I looked up this. All these are the score for that movie Snowpiercer.
What?
But I looked up Snowpiercer on Metacritic and Snowpiercer on the on IMDb. And Snowpiercer on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's why I married you, because you think outside the box.
I thought it was funny.
By the way, Snowpiercer, we're both fans.
Yeah, I like that movie. I don't know why a lot of people hate it.
Oh, those are good scores, though. I don't know.
It's like Mad Max on a train, dude.
Yeah. What more do you need?
Ooh.
And a little bit of Soylent Green up in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Eating the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
You got a nay? You got a nay?
Oh, yeah, it was bugs. I thought it was humans. So my nay is Pod Save America. Proud boys who worked for a war criminal. I got to tell you guys, my political journey over the last year has been insane, or the last 3 years. I went from like an apathetic Democrat to like a straight up socialist in a small amount of time. I used to love Pod Save America, and now I'm like, these guys are fucking Republicans in Democrats' clothing. They say they want this shit, but they support these terrible people.
Well, they're basically Barack Obama cheerleaders, but...
Yeah.
I mean, they're not bad, but...
They're not good.
They're not good. They're not helping.
Yeah, you said the Chapo dudes are pretentious. These guys are, especially Dan Pfeiffer. But I know you love Dan. You listen to his audiobook.
I actually like Dan Pfeiffer. He's funny, but...
Yeah.
I don't agree with all his politics, though.
No, yeah. So this episode was their holiday mailbag, and people asked them questions. And I swear to God, they picked the questions that are the best self-serving for them. But yeah, Pod Save America. And before, all right, I had previously said on this show that Pod Save America has funny commercials. I'm very embarrassed by that, and I apologize, guys.
Yeah, it's getting annoying now. Huh?
Yeah. And it's not only that, but it's commercials, you know, commercials. Think about the advertisers. What do they want to hear? All right, bye. That's it.
Listen to Chapo Trap House or...
The Intercept.
Intercept's my favorite.
They don't have ads. Yeah. They just do it.
They just do it, man. Well, we have ads.
But we're not all of this is just, it means nothing. Except it means a lot to you, listeners, and it means a lot to us that you are listening, but don't matter. Okay.
All right, What's yours? I have an A. It's called Blood Ties. It's a podcast from Wondery. It's from the makers of Dirty John, Dr. Death, and Over My Dead Body. It's starring Gillian Jacobs and Josh Gad.
That sounds like it would be
it's
good.
It's a six-part series, fictional drama, but it's a fictional true crime series, which is a horrible
That's impossible.
Idea. That's a bad idea. Like,
fictional true.
True crime only works because it's true.
Wow, that's so fucking dumb.
And I tried to listen to it. It's supposed to be like, it's like an acted out like play of like a true crime, but it's not.
It's not true.
It's fictional. The whole thing's made up. It's just, it doesn't work. I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. Maybe it's for someone else. Someone else will like it, maybe. Yeah, I give it a nay.
Is there like a rating system for nays?
No.
Oh, okay.
You just don't like it.
Dude, we've been doing Pod Smash for like a year and I still don't understand. I know that you do it for Ryan's new podcast, but
I just rate Ryan's new podcast.
Okay. All right, I understand now.
Your top three, you obviously like them all.
Mm-hmm. So what's the rating system going to be anyway?
You rate the new ones, and if you don't like them, you just don't like them. Like, how are you going to rate how bad it is? Like,
yeah, and you can't rate special shout-outs, which is our last segment.
Yeah, so.
Oh, okay. Wow. See, I'm finally understanding what we've been doing for a year. Wow. Thanks, Bogey.
If you got your top three, you obviously think they're good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rated 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, it's already rated. Right.
Okay, well, I'll bring some new podcasts to the table. I do have some, but, you know, nothing really notable right now. So stay tuned, kids. You ready for special shout-outs?
Do a shout-out.
Okay, Comedy Bang Bang Holiday Special. Basically, this would have been my number one, but it aired 2 weeks ago, and for some fucking reason, I totally forgot to mention it.
That's really funny, actually.
It was really funny. When they do their specials, they have some of the fan favorite characters come back, and they brought back my favorite. They're a duo. It's Carl Tart and Drew Tarver. By the way, it's improvisers pretending to be characters, but pretending to be like real people being interviewed.
Yeah, always think about trucks, right?
Yes. Memphis, Kansas Breeze. My bad. Memphis, Kansas Breeze.
Memphis, Kansas Breeze.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. All I know is that I'm going to play you this song. They personified trucks. And here we go. Please don't take... Okay.
It's a machete, and it's just going after his own neck.
I want the band to Stanley keep Chamberlain's machete.
That's a callback set.
No, I know. I got it. That's
yeah, they always stand out. Tracks for some reason.
All right, so yeah, this is the final song for
final
us?
Final song, yes.
All right.
Y'all gonna like this
fucking
one.
God.
Oh, yeah, Harlan. Oh, yeah, Brantley. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Gina. I came home from Christmas shopping to see my wife crying by the gingerbread house. My wife is a truck, and when she cries, she harks.
Hark, hark.
My truck wife said, honey, I think I'm pregnant.
On Christmas.
So I held her by her novelty reindeer car antlers, which are her hands, and I gazed into her icy windshield eye.
I said,
we've never had sex, but I'll raise your truck, baby. Then the truck gave birth right then and there, out of her tailpipe, which is her pussy, squirting out the tailpipe. What did I see? A little baby truck that looked sort of Jesus-y. It was a full-size truck covered in Jesus' skin. It started screaming in Jesus' voice. It screamed, please kill me, I'm immaculately conceived. Why do I exist, please, in my life? I said, no, you're God's son, and I'm proud to be Jesus skin truck baby, Jesus skin truck baby, Jesus skin truck baby, skin truck, Jesus skin truck baby. Hark, beep, beep, toot, hark, beep, jingle, bell, jingle, rum, 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 Folgers, Folgers, Peter, Peter.
So amazing. Jesus skin, kill me now.
Jesus skin truck. That's crazy.
Oh, man. Rowan, I may as well do my second special shout out, which is Radiolab. I did listen to it, just not the end, because we've had to start recording this. So I'm excited.
Okay, so my shout out is Bunny Ears. It's a podcast with host Macaulay Culkin. The episode has to This one's called Bunny Ears Very Special Christmas Mini, so it's pretty short. It's only like 9 minutes long. He reads The Night Before Christmas, but he does it like Mad Lib style.
Oh, excellent.
Where fans went on Twitter and like added all the shit. And it's really kind of funny. You should check that out. Because we do that sometimes. We do Mad Libs.
Yeah, we last band practice, we did Mad Libs as a team building exercise. Wait, can I read it real quick?
No.
Maybe next episode.
Maybe next time. We'll do a Mad Lib next time.
All right, sounds good. So let's wrap up this show. I would love for you guys to please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. Tell a friend. Go ahead and subscribe to this shit. Also, follow us on the social medias. We are on the good old Facebook at Blowjam Podcast. We're on the Instagrams. Ew, Ryan's at blow_jam. I am at sincerely_robots. And Twitter. What's our Twitter handle?
At Ryan Blackman 3, Blowjam.
Fuck yeah. And you can always give us a call, too. Our number is 607-296-7297. And we just appreciate the shit out of you. We hope you enjoy these podcasts. And we love you. And have a good day.